At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, a little drink and toast of the weekend with a shot of the day that it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Say them all. As we celebrate National Saxophone Day on a Bad Choice Friday with Wham! Wham and Careless Whisper taking on Jerry Rafferty on a Bad Choice Friday. What will it be? Wham and Careless Whisper or Jerry Rafferty and Baker Street? Vote now if you follow us on X and Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast.
Yes.
With a shot of the day.
Let's go, Jerry.
Our question, what condition do you or did you have and what were the side effects? 206-803-ROCK. Here we go. A story that Mike brought you yesterday. Four Broward County students were hospitalized on Wednesday after eating snacks laced with an unknown substance at Margate Middle School, prompting an emergency response and a district investigation. Margate police said that they believe the students ate marijuana-laced gummies.
Mm-hmm.
That's devastating. As me having kids as well as picking up my niece, it could have been anyone, your sister or your brother, said one parent who did not want to be identified. Authorities said additional students...
How old
students,
were the kids? Sorry.
Middle school, so...
All right, like 10?
No, middle school, probably 12-ish.
All right.
Yeah. Maybe 10.
Additional students were exposed. Four were taken to the hospital, while the others were released to their parents to go home and watch movies. School and district administrators are working with police to identify the source of the laced snacks at the Magnet School, which serves, here you go, grade 6 through 8. Out of an abundance of caution, emergency services were contacted immediately, and students received the appropriate care. The district urged patients to sit down with their children and explain the possible... What is the...
Water.
What?
Yeah, a nap. A snack?
Right, that's right. Exactly what
a
I'm saying.
A bag of Cheetos, a bottle of water, that will be okay.
I mean, you can't just shake that out. You know, you just got to ride it.
You got to ride it until it's done.
Yeah.
Same as being drunk, anything, man. Like, look, it'll be done when it's done, but you got to deal with it until it is.
I will say this, though, but you can die from too much alcohol.
Absolutely.
Right? At least with them, it's like, well...
They're not going to die.
Right, they're not going to die. So that's what I'm saying. That's literally the one where you had too much something where you go, you just chill out.
Just deal with it, man.
What condition do you or did you have, and what were the side effects? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going, guys?
Doing great, man. Positive Friday.
Yeah. last winter, Christmas time, I stepped out of my truck and slipped on the ground, went to the doctor. They said, oh, you pulled your groin. So we went home, me and my wife, for about a week, and it got worse and worse. And we went back to the emergency room at Providence, and they were like, yeah, man, you're in way too much pain for a pulled groin. We're going to do an MRI and a CAT scan on you. They came back into the room, and they said, hey, man, you crashed your motorcycle? I said, nope. And they were like, you have a couple fractures in your neck, a couple fractures in your back, and a shattered hip.
Wow. What?
So my mouth dropped, you know, like, what is going on? And they said, there's also some stuff going on with your blood. We need to look at this more severe. So they sent me down to the University of Washington and admitted me into the hospital down there. And after about 3 days being in there, they found out that I had a tumor on my brain that was eating my hormones alive, where it was sending my cortisol levels, babe. My cortisol levels were skyrocketing, and I wasn't producing any, you know, hormones to, like, keep my body safe. And it was eating my hormones alive. And it's a disease called Cushing's syndrome. So they went in and they removed my tumor first, and the doctors were worried about doing my hip surgery and then removing my tumor and my hip not to heal. So they removed my tumor first, and then they replaced my hip 2 days later, and I was in the hospital for a total of 24 days.
Wow, dude. So I'm assuming this tumor itself was not cancerous, but it is, in fact, a tumor that's eating your hormones?
Yeah, it's called Cushing's syndrome.
And is it a genetic thing, or is it just luck of the draw, as it were?
It was the luck of the draw. It was, so when I was younger, I raced motorcycles, and I always broke a lot of bones. And when we were younger, my dad brought me into Children's Hospital, and they mentioned it when I was younger, but we didn't think anything of it. And then as I got older, I was, you know, pulling muscles, and I was breaking my arms, and all this weird stuff was happening to me, and then I got with my beautiful wife, and she pointed it out. She's like, I think you have this disease called Cushing's syndrome. And when I went into the hospital in January, she kept mentioning that to them, and they tested for it, and I actually had it. It was the tumor on my pituitary gland.
Now, does your wife have medical background or what?
Her sister is a nurse at Providence.
Okay. All right.
Were you bedridden the entire time you were in there?
Yes. It was terrible.
So you couldn't walk around. You're basically just sitting there. I mean,
are you in pain as well, or just immobile?
Your muscles got to be deteriorating.
So I was in severe pain, yes. And when they did my hip and my brain, they put me on a bed, and I was on like an alarm system. I had a bathroom 3 feet from my bed, and they wouldn't even let me get up to go take a number two.
So, because something could break.
Do you have to use the bathroom in a bedpan?
Yep, it was terrible.
I bet it was.
I'm not going to ask you this, like, joking around. Like, when you were a kid, or, you know, like, when you're, like, a teenager and you keep breaking stuff, for, like, do people just feel like you need to drink more milk? Or, I mean, do they think you just, like...
Or stop racing motorcycles or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Everybody was like, you don't drink enough milk. And it was a joke. And I was like, yeah, I'm lactose intolerant. I don't like milk.
Yeah, as I was thinking, like, I wouldn't know what Cushing's syndrome is. I'd be like, up your protein, dude.
I would just think you're, like, Mr. Glass or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what it was. Is I had the most dangerous sport, motocross, and then I was breaking bones all the time, so I didn't put two and two together that was happening. But then when I got older, I kind of quit, and it was weird because I'd be like at work, and I'd pull a muscle or dislocate my shoulder, and it was just weird. And then I got with my wife, and she kept looking this up, kept sending me stuff like through text message. It was like, I think you have this disease.
Were you? Be honest. I know she's somewhere in close proximity to you, but were you getting annoyed? Like, here she goes again with this crap. Why does she keep sending me this?
Yes, I was, but, you know, that's just true love. They annoy you, but you got to love it.
Yeah, I mean, get it, man. I get
it. I got to ask. 24 days in the hospital, what was the best food they served? Because you're in there for a month.
Oh, man. They put me on, like, a strict diet, and I was eating chicken. We were on, like, chicken and vegetables, and I think the best thing that happened was when I finally was after my hip surgery, I got to get up one day and my wife got to take me for a walk, and I went down to the Starbucks and she got me a pumpkin spice latte.
Jesus. Of course. So can you, now that they've removed this thing, and do you physically feel different?
Oh man. And the last, what, nine since. So I went back to work. I was out of work for 5 months. And when I went back to work in May, since May, I've lost almost 90 pounds.
Damn.
Damn, man.
Mm. Your penis looks huge now.
2 inches and hurts at 90 miles an hour.
Yep.
Wow. Damn. And what's the name of that condition again?
It's called Cushing's syndrome.
Cushing's syndrome.
So what do you weigh now?
I'm like 191 right now, and when I went in for surgery, I was 287.
So what does your wife think of the new you?
What do you think, babe?
She loves it. Yeah. What do they say? For every, how many pounds do you gain, like a half an inch?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know.
There's some kind of scale to that. I don't know what it is, but it's actually medically proven.
Okay, too. Well, since your wife is there, does his penis look bigger with the weight loss?
Oh, did you hear that, babe?
Yeah, I heard it's an inch every 30 pounds.
She said it's an inch for every 30 pounds.
She is on it, man. So she just made... Okay. She has a brand new husband. He's skinny and has a big penis.
Is it really 3 inches bigger?
Yep.
It is. Okay. See, this is the incentive you need.
Do you hear the joy in her voice?
The hell with health. The hell... If you need motivation to lose weight, there it is. Why don't they put that on the commercial? You know what I'm saying?
Do people that take, what's the one everyone's taking now? Lose weight?
Ozempic?
Yeah, Ozempic. One thing I've heard about Ozempic, though, right? People are dropping weight, but then there was Ozempic butt, right? Like, they also lost it in their ass, so their butt started sagging. My concern would be, like, getting Ozempic penis, where, like, look, man, it targets everything, so now you just have this saggy...
But the penis doesn't get bigger or smaller. You just have left skin. Yep. Whereas women's breasts will get bigger in their butts, and then smaller with weight gain. So, like, when he lost 90 pounds, nothing got bigger, so nothing's going to get smaller.
You just have more exposure because it's sticking out.
Correct. So, like, Ozempic wouldn't affect.
It's always
Ozempic been there. Butt, it's just women that thought they had a big butt because they were bigger.
Okay, fair enough. You know,
like, there's women that are smaller, and you'll see them in the gym doing squat, like, concentrating on building their glutes, and they have butts.
Okay.
It's like how you could spot a BBL.
BBL.
Brazilian butt lift.
All right, what's your,
it doesn't. Their legs don't match the butt. You know what I mean? Like, they're thin. Like, they don't have, like...
They have sticks.
Right.
As far as where the cheeks are. Not so much the hips, but
you
the cheeks.
Like, I don't know how to... It's kind of like fake boobs. Like, for the most part, you could tell a woman that has fake breasts, right? And same thing with those fake butts. Like, you can kind of tell. Like, it just... The frame doesn't fit it, right?
Has anyone ever offered to show you their butt lift, right? Because a lot of women, when they get the breast implants, like, hey, you want to see? And there's their boobs, right? And you're like, cool. But I've never had a woman say, hey, man, I got a butt lift. Check out my ass.
But have you personally seen a woman who has had a BBL?
Like, intimately?
Well, anyway.
No, but you've seen them on the street. I've seen them. Honestly, there was one in front of me the last flight I got on.
Oh, really?
Yes. And it was very hard to concentrate.
Was it good?
Well, yeah.
You're not going to pay for it. Like, make my ass ugly. Yeah, it's like, you know, look, if you're going to spend money on an ass, it's going
to
be a good looking
ass. You know, like
ass.
You're waiting to go through the, everything's on the counter, it's going through.
Yeah, whatever.
So I was just like, you can get in front of me. And I mean, it was fake boobs, that fake butt.
Did you allow her to get in front of you specifically because you wanted to check out her ass?
No. I could see in the corner of my eye, it was a woman. We kind of walked, saying, I said, you can go in front of me. But then I could just feel every eye looking at me. And I'm
like,
just,
sure, Mr. Like, nice guy.
I was like, just stare at the ground. Stare at the ground. Do what, not look at her. I mean, it felt like a test.
Yeah.
And in my defense,
it was.
I couldn't even see her butt. So when she turned around, I was like, oh. That's I wanted to be like, damn.
Right.
What condition do you or did you have? And what were the side effects? 206-803-ROCK.
I wish you had said that.
I mean that in a complimentary way.
No, please, you first. Damn!
Right. Damn! And then she like turned around like three times. It was like, oh, thank you. And I was just like, you know me. I'm just staring at my feet like, yep, no problem.
You glad to help.
Yep.
Hello, Jim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Anyway, I want to real quick. Say I've been listening to you guys since it was FM 100.
Damn.
Oh, nice.
All right, buddy.
Okay. Crow and Hovanes. Yeah, anyway. So how you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. Positive Friday. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet. Anyway, enjoy your show. My experience was, we all have that friend that rattles on and you let it go in one ear and out the other because there's so much of it.
Sure.
Well, a buddy of mine shows up, and keep in mind, I haven't smoked weed since I was in my teens, and I certainly didn't mess around with any edibles. Well, he comes in, and I'm sleeping on the couch, and he goes, yeah, he starts rambling on about, yeah, do this, you know. He should know that I don't even smoke anymore. But anyway, I let it go in one ear, out the other. But I remember him saying after the fact that yeah, these brownies, you know, there was a little, they were cut, they were squared, and then there was a cross in them, so you could, he said, don't, eat a quarter one's just perfect, but don't eat no more than two, a half of one. Well, he takes off, and I go back to sleep, and I wake up a couple hours later, and I see him sitting on the table, and I grab a glass of milk, and I ate all six of them.
Oh, my God.
And you had no idea?
Oh, my gosh, is right.
How long did it take for you to realize, uh-oh?
Well, it was weird because I ate them, man. I was, man, those things were good. And I got up to go take a piss, and I'm standing on the toilet, and I'm going, man, I feel stoned. By the time I got back into the living room, it was horrible. And just when you thought you couldn't get any higher, you could. Yeah.
So how long did this last?
Oh, I'd say probably, put it this way, I couldn't go to work the next day.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Man, look, I take edibles every once in a while. But for right. whatever reason, when you get stoned, you immediately start getting high. And you know what you're doing. And
sure.
You get into it.
Sure.
I cannot, for some reason, until that thing kicks in, I forgot that I have eaten it. I don't know why that is.
I'm like, because it takes so long to hit. I think you think about it
right.
for like 2 minutes, but you
I
don't
consciously
get high.
Ate it to get high, and then when it hits me, I forgot that I did it.
Yeah, because it takes so long to get there.
Maybe
like for 2 minutes, you're kind of waiting for it, but it doesn't happen. So you start just doing other things, right? So, yeah. I mean, I've done it to myself before. Like, I'm watching TV, and suddenly this show seems very, very funny to me. And I'm like, that is correct. About 30 minutes ago, popped a couple of the gummies, but completely forgot.
What condition do you or did you have, and what were the side effects?
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
206-803-ROCK.
Some people think you should time it out and, like, take them, then start making dinner and get ready to get into that show you're going to watch. That's, some people do that.
That's actually not a bad plan.
Yeah.
Hello, Tara. Welcome to the men's room.
Guten Tag.
Hola.
Well, this is the first time I've ever called in, but I've been listening to your show for a long time.
Well, thank you for joining.
Appreciate that. Nice. Nice to hear from a lurker.
Ironically enough, this show really speaks to me today because I just informed my mother that I am having difficulties with seizures brought on by a concussion.
When did you have the concussion?
It was 10 years ago. I was helping a friend get his truck out of the ditch, and a rock kicked up from the tire, hit me in the back of the head, and the rest is history.
And now, but you didn't have anything for 10 years until recently.
Well, no. I went out drinking for my birthday a couple of weeks after, and that's how I learned that I had the concussion.
How did you learn you had a concussion while out drinking?
Went out with my boyfriend, had a couple of drinks, and don't remember the rest of it after that. I woke up in the hospital, and it was a really awkward train ride back to JBLM from Bellevue, and I didn't even have pants. I was just wearing a hospital gown.
Damn.
You rode the train like that?
I rode the train like that. And you know what? My boyfriend's still my boyfriend, and we're getting married this May.
Well, good. You got a good guy. Well, but I'm still...
Where was he? Yeah, why were you on the train? And, which, by the way, just side note, that's a guaranteed way to never have someone sit next to you. But, where was he? Why were you on the train alone?
I don't really know. He picked me up from the hospital, and that was it. He already had all of our stuff loaded up and took a cab over to the train and rode on home.
And now you're having, what, more frequent seizures, or you're just having seizures at all now? In other words, had you had them before?
Seizures.
Okay.
No, I had never had seizures before. They started back in March, and I thought it was a fluke thing because I had the headache and the flu at the same time, and it was just a bad combination. But back in August, I had my second one, and, you know, it definitely affected everything.
Have you gone to the hospital for this?
I'm still waiting to hear back. I go through the VA, so that takes time.
Okay. You don't swim, do you?
Swim?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, that's one thing I know if you have seizures that you got to be very careful about.
I was going to say, do you still drink alcohol?
I do not drink anymore.
All right, yeah. Okay. I had a cousin. They didn't
smoke weed.
Yeah, no. I don't know about that. I just know my one cousin, he didn't know he had something and basically found out that if he has, like, more than 3 or 4 drinks, like, he will have a seizure.
Really?
Yeah, so he basically just stopped drinking. Every once in a while, he'll be like, I'll have a beer.
But he's rolling the dice. I mean, to some degree.
To some degree, yeah. But I guess it happened a couple times in college, and he just kind of wrote it off as, I got too drunk, I passed out, blacked out. And then, yeah, I guess one morning he was driving to work, and they thought he fell asleep, and then they realized he had a seizure because he had been out the night before. So, like, they just, because even the doctors, it took them a while to be like, oh, drink the alcohol is what's almost triggering it.
But it's a specific condition?
I guess. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. I just know, like, I should say this. I've seen him drink 2 beers at a wedding.
And that was it.
And that was it. And that's,
man.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. What condition do you or did you have? And what were the side effects? 206-803-ROCK.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Here we go again. The stories keep on coming. Police said nearly a dozen students were taken to the hospital after eating cookies.
Uh-oh.
With marijuana in them at a Chicago elementary school.
Oh, come on.
According to WLS Radio, a total of 22 students at Fort Dearborn Elementary School ate the cookies that contained the THC on Tuesday. 11 of them were taken to the hospital. It said 22 students took them. Half.
But it was the same thing in Florida. 8 kids had the gummies.
Yeah.
4 went to the hospital.
Out of the half that did not go to the hospital, how many of those kids do you think enjoyed the experience? Just like anything else, if you go to the dentist, you're going to gash you. Or they might put you on, you know, you've seen people wake up from dental surgeries.
And I have loopy. No idea.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know. But I get the feeling the 11 that did not go.
Did not have a good time.
Well, I suspect the parents are like, I think our kid ate an edible.
Even for like us that like weed, I think it would be very odd to be stoned and not realize that you are. Or what's going on.
And exactly. That's the difference. If you don't know that you had an edible and then you find out kind of after the fact, it's not fun.
I wonder if like one of the kids grabbed it and just ride it out, man. I see my parents do this. Just ride it out.
Chill out, man.
But I mean, I've told you, I've seen people at a festival eat a lot of drugs over 3 days. And on the fourth day, take an edible and absolutely lose their ass.
Yeah.
One guy was like, I think I'm dying. I was like, I've seen you just eat acid like it's nothing. Like,
right.
Is that edible? And he's like, I don't know what's in them. It's like, it's weed. Chill out.
Right. The kid comes back to school in a Pink Floyd t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Parents and a student brought the cookies to school, but further details are not known about how the student got a hold of them. In a letter,
probably from his parents,
the school's principal confirmed the students had ingested the substance, noting that support was immediately provided to the impacted community members, the kids. Several police officers, firefighters, and EMTs responded to the school. Officials said all the students are expected to be okay. That is a bummer for the parents that made that plate of cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did not think you were going to take those to school and share.
Because they're not really going to come out and admit that it was them, but they're like, man, they took all of our cookies. I got to imagine if 22 kids had cookies, right? Because kids don't share cookies, not with 21 of their closest friends. I'm guessing it was like a kid's birthday or something like that, right? Where you take something in the class and give each kid. Otherwise, I can't imagine any child I've ever known saying, I have 22 cookies and I'm only going to eat one and give the rest out.
The weed in Illinois, by the way, just average.
I believe that.
Also, when you're doing stuff like that at home, like, I don't care where you're going. You got to label it or make sure it's somewhere that nobody's going to get it.
Yes.
Like, when my mom comes to visit, I'm like, do not eat frozen brownies. Right? And she's like, okay. But, like, I've heard horror stories of people leaving and they're like, my one buddy goes, well, who would just eat just a frozen chocolate bar in a freezer? I go, a lot of people.
A lot of people.
You're underestimating nighttime snacking.
Yeah.
That guy went on a trip of a lifetime.
What condition do you or did you have? And what were the side effects? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
So, six teenage years old, I was a high schooler, and I ended up getting shingles.
At 16? Damn.
At 16. So my dad's never had chicken pox before, and he ended up being quarantined. I ended up being quarantined, but they had me on sleeping pills that had the side effect of after a certain amount of milligrams of any medication, I will go to sleep. And it's not fun either, because morphine's supposed to relax you, and I ended up falling asleep. So that was a fun one to try.
So what? How did you know? What is the indication that you have shingles?
So if you've ever had chickenpox, you'll have shingles eventually, but your system, like, your immune system will go so low that you'll start developing a rash, which is the first indication. It looked like somebody had stabbed me underneath my chest.
Damn.
And my mom was like, I'm not sure if you're having hives again or not, but we need to check you out. And it's the first indication of adult chicken pox. I was a high schooler. I was staying up late studying, being on my computer, whatever nerdy thing high school girls do.
So let me ask you a question. If you have shingles, can you get a shingle shot or the two shots? Or since you have it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, can you get it again?
You can get it again.
Oh, cool.
They give you the shingle shot. I had to have the shingle shot for 2 years after. After the second year, there's like, if you're not showing any signs, you're fine. So that was a lot of fun. I was sleeping on the couch for a whole week.
Well, I'll tell you what, that shingle, I took a lot of shots before I went to Africa, man. A lot of different stuff.
What are all the things you had to get again?
Oh, there was God, like, I can't.
Malaria, yellow fever, dengue fever.
You name it. I could look up the list right now. It was insane.
Because I remember you were preparing for it, and I'm like, my God,
well,
man.
Well, the thing is that all of those, to some degree, have side effects.
Yeah.
Even when I went and got my flu shot and COVID shot, got it the same day.
Yeah.
I was walking down the set. Why was I walking down? Oh, we were doing a candy thing.
That's right. Yeah.
And I started walking down the hill, and I stopped at the corner, and I'm just dizzy, and I'm sweating, and I'm like, same day. And yeah. I'm like, oh, man, this sucks. So I turned around and walked back up the road. I just need to get back and sit down in the chair in the office. But that was a weird side effect. But, man, that shingle shot, there's two of them. So the first one, it must be just a smaller dose to get your body used to it.
All right.
But that second shingle shot, man, because I think even they said, like, what are you going to do for the rest of the day? I'm like, well, I'm going back to work. And they're like, you didn't read the pre-shot thing we sent you. And I'm like,
of course
not.
Pre-shot
what? Like, I've already had one of these things. Like, well, the second shot's a doozy. And I'm like, oh, a doozy, what does that mean? And I got to work. I was like, I feel awful.
Right.
And of all the shots that I had, that was probably the worst as far as how I felt.
Including all the ones for Africa.
Yeah. And you got to remember, they're giving you these diseases.
The malaria one I've heard is brutal.
Was that the pill?
It was bad. Well, I had to take malaria pills when I was there.
Right.
So that was more for
all right. But do they give
water.
You...
I had to take them 2 days, I think, before I left, and then
but
10 days
after.
But did
they give you a malaria shot as well? Or the malaria
I think,
just the
I think
pills.
The malaria was just the pills.
All right.
There's something, because I know Cobb travels a lot and goes to a lot of weird countries. And he got a couple. He was like, oh, it was awful.
Yeah, depending on where you go and what region you're going to.
Yeah.
You just get the shots in accordance to where that is. So wherever he goes is going to be different than where I went. So some of them might be similar. But, man, that's... And you got to wait in between them, because it does mess you up.
The pills as well?
Your body is fighting this stuff off.
Right.
So, you know, that's the whole idea, to get your body
prepared
to know what it's fighting and if it has to go to battle. So, but to have it, you know, you realize, like, this would suck.
Oh, God,
like,
yeah.
It was full-blown. This would be the worst.
Yeah, my father got shingles. I was a kid at the time. I did not understand what they were, whatever. But I never saw him, like, get sick or anything like that. And he's just bedridden. He's in pain. I'm asking my mom. But when you look at him, there's no visual evidence that anything's wrong. And I'm like, what the hell?
Well, Ben got him a couple times.
And she was like, he has shingles. And to me, shingles is something you put on a roof. And I'm like... So in my mind, I'm like, so he went to Home Depot, he bought shingles, and what? And she's like, it's a disease. Like, what? So she kind of explained it to me, and I'm like, yeah, it looks like it sucks. He said it hurt to have a sheet on his body.
So, right, so if I had the chicken pox, does that mean I'm going to get shingles?
I mean, that's what she said, but you can.
You can't.
I would highly advise getting those shots if you have not gotten them, just because of what Steve said as far as the pain. If you do get them. So, and that's what my doctor told me. He's like, it's better to get this than to get shingles, because anybody who gets shingles will tell you it is absolutely,
you should have gotten the shot,
one of the most awful things. Mm-hmm. What condition do you or did you have, and what were the side effects? 206-803-RUN.
I want to schedule that now.
Yeah,
you should. Yeah, it's worth doing, man.
Just pop in for a shingle shot.
Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
Hey, so I was in the Army. And they basically had told me I got to remove my wisdom teeth.
Okay.
So I had like all four wisdom teeth removed on the agreement that they were going to put me under. So I went ahead and got put under. I got finished with that. I don't even remember it, honestly. They said to count backwards from 100. I think I got to 97.
Yep.
When I woke up, my friend took me back to the barracks. They gave me these pills. They said, here, take these if you start feeling any pain. It was Tylox, like Tylenol 3 with oxycodone.
Okay.
So I'm sitting here in the barracks by myself because, you know, no one else was around at the time. I'm watching TV back when they had the revolving rolling TV guide.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it said what the time was at the top. And I'm sitting here looking at there's nothing on TV, and I'm like, well, to heck with it, it's legal right now, right? So I popped two of them, and I sat there, I believe, for about 2 hours before I realized what was happening with my arm just hanging out there like I was going to change the channel. Just there.
Just in that position.
Yeah, in that position. I'm lying down, my arm is out here just like I'm about to change the channel for two straight hours.
You didn't move your arm?
No, I don't think so.
Now, when you kind of came back to reality, was your arm sore as a result of you holding it there?
Yeah, a little, but it was weird.
That was a little strange, man.
Well, the thing is, man, I got my wisdom teeth pulled out. They did not put me under.
No.
It sucked.
So they just, I mean, they numb you up, right?
But you know what it is, man? Like, when you're looking, it's one thing to go to the dentist and see all their weird tools.
Yeah.
You know, like, and all that stuff, and the water pick, and all that crap. And you kind of look at that and go, all right, well, that's what you need. You know? When you get your wisdom teeth pulled, I had an Army dentist do it. And it's pliers, dude.
Yeah, it's pliers, a chisel, and a hammer.
And there's a hammer, and there's like a flathead screwdriver kind of thing.
That's the chisel.
And if they can't pull that thing out all the way, they crack it, pop it, and take it out into sections. So I think two of my teeth came out just by pulling on them.
Yeah.
The other two had to be chipped out and cracked. And you can hear all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can hear what they're doing in your mouth. They did localize me. So, like, it wasn't too much pain, but they're still pulling out the roots.
Mm-hmm.
They're pulling out all that crap. Turns out I had a fifth wisdom tooth that's still stuck up in my jaw.
Is it going to drop?
Or if just it like does drop, then I'm going to have to get another one pulled. So I've got five wisdom teeth.
Well, lucky you.
I've had four removed. I got one floating in my jaw.
I've never noticed the tools that the dentist used, but I had a tooth removed, an emergency extraction of a tooth. And just like you said, she walks into the room and she's like, look, this won't take long. You know, they numb me up. And she unwraps her little medical kit. And it's just those three things. And I'm looking like, there's the hammer, there's the chisel, and there's a pair of pliers. But when you ask a dentist, they give them different names.
Oh, 100%.
Because I'm like, is that just like a hammer plier? She's like, well, this is the blah, 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 this is the blah, 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 this is the blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, well, the thing that looks like a hammer, are you going to swing that into something else? She's like, well, yeah, of course. I go, okay, that's a hammer. The thing that you refuse to call pliers, are you going to grip my tooth and twist it? She's like, well, yeah. I'm like, those are pliers. The chisel is the one I was not looking forward to, and she had to use it because, like you said, part of my tooth broke. And then they take this chisel. I mean, she's hitting it with a hammer, man. And like you said, you just hear it so loud in your head and hear the individual breakage of everything.
You ever had them filed?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
What do you mean? Were they too big?
No. So I remember one of the times that I got a filling. It was between.
Did you have fangs?
Did you have buck teeth?
I had fangs. No, when I got a feeling, it was towards the back, and so those teeth are really, really close together. And so when they drilled and they filled it, they then had to file it down
to make space between the teeth.
Yeah, to fit again. Yeah, that was fun,
dude. When I got my wisdom,
you're awake.
Yes.
Yeah.
When I got my wisdom teeth out, it was so long ago. They gave me an injection. It was awesome.
What do you mean? You're just floating? You're awake. You're just buzzed.
No, no, no. They shot me up with, like, a needle in my arm.
All right.
And the guy was like, how do you feel? And I was like, awesome. And then I passed out, and then I woke up, and he was like in there, and I grabbed his wrist. I was like, I'm awake. And the nurse just ran over, hit me with another injection.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did you get this done? Like behind a 7-Eleven, man? That just sounds...
Wheaton, Maryland.
Yeah, I've always had them. They suck the needle into my gum to numb it. I've never had an injection in my arm to knock me out for something dental.
Yeah, they just gave me, like, it was like they were shooting me up with... Well, they were shooting me up with
drugs. Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, when I had my hemorrhoidectomy, which was, you know, it was what it was. I can't remember how long I was supposed to not drink fluids.
Was it like 24 hours?
I could drink water. I don't remember what the deal was exactly, but, you know, you're supposed to just slowly come out of recovery.
Yeah.
I had to pee so bad it woke me up. I mean, I sat straight up in the... You're not supposed to sit up. I sat straight up because that's where the surgery happened.
Yeah.
Not a good idea. I'm just like, And I stand up and the nurse comes running in and she's like, Mr. Montgomery, where are you going? I'm like, and I got to drip in and like, I'm like, I'm going to the bathroom. She's like, you are not going to the bathroom. You can't walk. And I was like, I got to pee. And so I pulled my pants down. I was like, give me something to pee in. I remember this. She had one of those kind of Tupperware containers.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah. And she grabbed a junk and she shoved it down in the hole. And I filled up one and I'm like, I got to keep going. She's like, so she screams another ear, bring in another blah, 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 whatever the hell they're called. And so this other nurse brings it in, and then they did a quick switchover.
The real quick, yeah.
Yeah. Like a little bit got on the floor, but not too much. I mean, but they actually took
it. How much did you drink before the surgery?
I don't remember. It was just like when you wake up and you really have to pee.
Yeah.
I mean, whether you're asleep for 8 hours or however long it is, it was just that feeling of just, oh, God. So, but after that... the side effects from that surgery are awful because you still need to eat. You still need to do all these things. The problem is that all that stuff needs to pass through the point of surgery.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and you're stitched up on the insides. So and not only that, but the medication they give you is counterproductive to you going to the bathroom.
So you get constipated on the medication.
So the pain medication is going to, like a Percocet or whatever, it's going to back you up, or whatever oxys they gave me or whatever it was. I got off those fast because I couldn't use the bathroom. And it was more important for me to try to use the bathroom than not. Now, you can't just go to the bathroom and wipe that area. You can't use any paper products or anything like that. You should not. Because, again, it is a wound.
Yeah.
You know, that's there. So anytime you think you need to go to the bathroom, you need to draw a bath and you need to put Epsom salt in the bathtub. Now, like anything else.
Is this for before or after?
This would be after. This is how you kind of clean yourself up and hopefully shrink up that area a little bit. But if you know anything about salt water, if you have a cut, if you have anything like that.
Yeah.
It stinks.
It burns like hell. And I would gently just ease myself. And I mean, I screamed. My wife came in at one point in time. It was in the middle of the night, like 3 o'clock in the morning. It just hit me. I'm in there drawing a bath at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just go to the bathroom. And when she came in, I think I had my legs all tensed up, like straightened out as tight as I could have them. And I don't remember this, but she said, there were tears running down your face.
Yeah.
Like you were absolutely physically crying in pain. And I was like, I know, man. I do cry every time I do it. I just don't remember.
Yeah.
Like very rarely. I mean, if somebody I know passes away, there are times when I cry.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong.
I'm crying from pain.
I'm a crier.
Crying from pain is different.
It's different.
Because, it's much rarer.
Because you're not sad. Your body just can't control the fact that there's so much pain in your body that you just start crying. It's crazy. But this recovery took 3.5 to 4 months.
Oh.
It was absolutely.
Did you have the Epsom salt for 3.5 to 4 months?
Yeah.
Do you think about all the peanuts you ate when you weren't supposed to eat nuts?
I did. Well, you know, I didn't after that. I mean,
all the guilt.
I mean, I really was. I was trying to eat kale. I was trying to eat anything.
No. But I know for years you were like, I'm not supposed to eat nuts, but I love nuts.
Yeah.
I just know if I was there in that much pain, I'd be like, why did I eat all those nuts? I knew better.
Whatever caused it was just awful. And the thing is that I might have to go back and get another one.
Really?
Another one of those surgeries. Well, they got out the ones that were there. But hemorrhoids are things that can come back, like anything else.
Okay.
So there's a good chance they're going to have to go in there and do it again.
Do you have any warning signs that you might have to go back? Or is it just a possibility?
Typically it's like blood or one of those things. Or you just, you know.
You know.
You know when you have a hemorrhoid. And I mean, the weird...
I don't even have them, and I'm clenching.
I've been doing the same.
It's got to be so. Everybody I've known that's ever had one is like, it's kind of like me with the gout. They're just like, it is so painful.
And by the way, you made it sound like a slogan. Like I picture I'm watching a TV commercial. You'll know when you have a hemorrhoid.
Right. And, okay, so at one point in time, before I get the surgery.
Do you think you have hemorrhoids? If you think so, you do.
Nah, I got a hemorrhoid. Yeah. Before I went to the surgery, I had box seats at the Mariners. All right.
Ironic.
They're good. I mean, these are good seats, man. So I sit down. As soon as I sit down, one popped.
Oh!
And, I mean, you don't realize how much blood is in one of those things. This is the first inning. I don't know if it was the fact that I had to walk like a mile to get to the stadium, whatever I was doing. And by the time I sat in my seat, I was like, oh, S. And I jumped up, man. And I mean, I went into the bathroom and there's blood running down the back of my legs.
Oh.
I'm in a box.
Right.
I'm not in just like, if I was in the outfield, F it. You know what I mean? Like, who's going to see me out here?
It's like a suite.
Yeah, I'm in a freaking suite. Boom. Just pops.
Well, at least you had a bathroom.
That is a good call, except for the fact that I got blood all over the bathroom. You know, it's very hard to clean up blood with, like, wet paper. And you're going to throw them in the trash can, so you can obviously see something terrible has happened in this bathroom.
I mean, knock on wood, but I have not bled a bunch in the bathroom.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, what I'm saying is that can is used by everybody. If you look in there, it's just paper towels.
Full of blood.
Full and covered in blood. I mean, what would you think? Like, who is it in here?
I would not think a popped hemorrhoid.
Right. I mean, like, who's bleeding to death?
Did anybody yell? Like, whose blood is this?
I took more paper towels and covered those paper towels. I balled them up into the toilet and just tried to cover as many. But there was still blood on the inside of the bag of the can. You know, there was blood all over the floor. It was just like, Jesus Christ.
Ted versus the FCC coming up. And we get your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.